Focus on flowers. The shape of each flowering plant and the silhouette it provides in relation to other plants in the garden need to be considered in design. Sometimes, for example, we mix and match plants with a dense form and substantial leaves, such as hosta, with plants that have small leaves and more fragility of form, such as maidenhair fern or meadow rue. At other times, we use a mass of identical plant forms but arrange them in a swathe or in a serpentine pattern that moves the eye across them. Repetition of the same form and the juxtaposition of different forms for contrast are time-honored design strategies. Plants with unusual shapes can also be used for accents to provide interest. Similarities and differences in plant forms, depending on the way they are arranged, create the overall mood of a garden. There must always be some cohesiveness in the pattern that is used in the planting to tie the forms together. Formal gardens have more organized patterns of discrete shapes and forms, whereas informal gardens rely more on the blending of many different shapes and forms so that the plants seem to flow together at maturity and creep and weave and spill over the edges of their beds. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on form and shape.